This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The economy is now producing more than 250,000 jobs month in and month out. Unemployment, which was 10% during the recession, is now 5.6%, and there's no reason to think it won't continue to improve. Of course, there's long-term unemployment that's higher than it has been since World War II. Millions aren't looking for work, and real wages are stagnant for most Americans. Still, with unemployment this low and job creation this strong, it's hard to call the economy sick or even still recovering. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tackles some of the big questions we have about the economy today.
Trying to answer big questions such as, what's the job market like now in America? And what do we get out of our jobs anyway? I could have started, like so many times in the recession, at a local employment office or a job fair. Instead, for inspiration, I headed to a New Year's Eve rock show in Portland, Oregon, of a band I really like. Fun, right? Also, someone's actual job. Including this guy.
John Vancura, guitarist and sax player.
I asked him, aside from getting to say he's with the band, they're called March 4th Marching Band, what else does his job give him?
Getting paid to go to festivals, free booze.
So for a 20-something guitarist, work is for rent, food, and fun. And the 30-something bartender serving drinks in all this chaos? Hannah Harlow Bashor says when she's not managing the bar...
I'm also a hairstylist, makeup artist. I also do administrative work for doctors.
I like it.
It just makes me happy. All right, I have to start counting money.
So her work, many jobs actually, is for paying the bills, also working with others, being creative, keeping busy. Economist William Rogers at Rutgers University studies the changing American workforce. I asked him why people work.
Unfortunately, for many, the purpose of work is survival.
Rogers says the economy now is producing too many jobs that just pay the bare minimum. They don't offer a way up the economic ladder. He thinks work should offer more.
If we're creating workplaces where people aren't paid enough to meet their families' needs, aren't able to enjoy themselves, be creative, that's lower productivity. That's lower economic growth.
Social work professor Susan Lambert at the University of Chicago says the post-recession employment landscape is fundamentally altered, the result of financial crisis, labor-saving technology, perpetual corporate cost-cutting.
Employment has become more precarious.
Lambert identifies a key change, the rise of part-time, low-paid jobs, often temporary, with unpredictable schedules and never enough hours on the clock. She says this just-in-time type staffing is spreading in retail, but also in manufacturing, academia, journalism, and beyond.
People have a greater sense of insecurity. It makes it very difficult for people in jobs with unpredictable, unstable schedules to maintain employment because at some point often they have to decide their kids or their job.
Meanwhile, at the top, among college-educated professionals, the opposite is happening. People work a lot of hours, sure, but they also get more autonomy and flexibility. More income, too. Lambert says we increasingly work in divided offices, with underpaid impermanent workers sitting right next to a lucky few who get to stay around and make a living. But economist Douglas Holtz Aiken at the American Action Forum counters these employment trends are not some post-recession new normal.
The degree to which the world is somehow fundamentally different, this gets floated about every 5 years, and it's always overstated to a great extent. A very bad recession and financial crisis didn't change the fundamentals of how economies grow and the way people benefit from economic growth.
Holtz Aiken predicts with just a little more economic growth, more people will land full-time, well-paying jobs that can become lifelong careers. But can those jobs of the future also offer workers the kind of creativity, conviviality, challenge, and sheer enjoyment that my New Year's revelers talked about? I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.